This is Neil Shuchuk of XM 105 FM with Brent Stark, owner of the Whitecourt Wolverines of the Alberta Junior Hockey League. And Brent, thank you for your time today. And my first question to you is, there's a lot of things happening with the hockey club. What is happening with the Whitecourt Wolverines?
Well, Neil, thanks for getting together. I guess it's been a long time we've been doing this together. And I guess I'm here to say that after 15 years, I'll be moving on as the owner of the Whitecourt Wolverines Junior A Hockey Club.
Okay. Tell us a little bit about the process, who the new owners will be of the hockey club. And I know you're invested in this community, in this hockey club. What made you feel comfortable in selling the hockey team to this group?
The new group coming in was Jason Fisher, Craig Kibble-White. They're with the Parkland Hockey Academy out of the HSL League. You know, I've been approached by a few groups in the last year over the COVID season, and, you know, it was always, the answer was no. And, you know, after a while, you start listening a little bit, and, you know, with this particular group, you know, they said all the right things about our community and everything else. So I listened a little more, and talked it over with Tracy. And as conversations got going more and more, it was something. Maybe after 15 years, it was time to put some new blood into the Whitecourt Wolverines and some new ideas. And talking with Jason and Craig there, we got chatting a little bit more on the community and what I wanted to see if I was to leave. And then they said all the right things and want to do the right thing. So I think it was a good fit, and we started to move forward from there.
You bring up COVID. It's changed this world drastically. Did that accelerate your decision-making process in selling the team?
I think it just let you realize that maybe you could live without it a little bit more, right? You know, me, a diehard hockey fan, and, you know, brought Junior B here and moved it to Junior A, and, you know, it was a big part of our lives, right? So I think between that and when we lost the boys, I think that, you know, a little bit of myself and my wife said maybe it's time to, pass this torch on and start doing a little bit more on our own. So,
You talked about the commitment that you had to Whitecourt, and you touched briefly upon it in your answer about the new owners. Are there assurances that this team will not be moving from Whitecourt?
That was one of the main assurances. This group is invested heavily into Whitecourt beyond the purchase price and buying the hockey team to working with the town and taking over the dressing room lease and the commitment to the town of Whitecourt. So these guys are coming in, and their dollars and cents commitment is huge. I can't see much more commitment than that by putting their money where their mouth is.
You talk about their dollars and cents and their commitment. You had a huge commitment and investment in this community. How does this change everything with the current stakeholders of the hockey club? And that would include the town and the investment on the new dressing room at the Scott Safety Center.
Yeah, I think what you'll find out here with these guys is they're going to bring hockey at the lower levels into Whitecourt as well, into these you see a lot of, what made me really think about it is you watch all these kids every year driving into Spruce Grove and they're driving into Short Park, and you know, it's a lot of onus on a family to, you know, take the kids at 13, 14, 15 years old into the city all the time. It's expensive. With these guys in this league, I believe they're going to be bringing that lower level hockey in here, which is better hockey as well, and hopefully these parents won't have to travel so much. They'll be able to, you know, be at home with their kids more and join a good hockey league as well.
Let's move to a personal level. And Brent Stark, and owner of the Whitecourt Wolverines, what do you feel were your biggest accomplishments as owner of this hockey club?
I think the first accomplishment is just getting the team here. You know, I think our town, along with the other 15 other communities, should be proud to host a Junior A franchise. I think we're one of 16, so I think that's an accomplishment on its own. And I think, as the team's going to stay here and move forward, I believe that's an accomplishment on its own. You look at these kids moving on to college, universities, and even trade schools, just becoming men and getting to know a lot of these good kids. And, that's big for us and our family. We still talk to a lot of them today. And, it's a great part of hockey.
You know, I remember talking to you a lot of times, and you and I talked about whether I had an employee working at the radio station or you had a young kid, and you talked, I remember one word you said to me was opportunity and just giving someone a chance.
Yeah, and that's all they need, right? You look at one example, look at Joseph Nardi. Nardi comes out of double-A hockey here, and look where he's at now, right? He's kicking butt in the university hockey, so you look at back at stuff like that. You know, I just went golfing with Jaden Leslie the other week there, and stuff like that. You're going to have friends for life, and that's, like I said, the best part about owning a hockey team and getting to know these boys.
How do you see as we enter a new stage of history with this hockey club, how do you see your legacy continuing, and how do you see maybe the legacy of the Whitecourt Wolverines changing?
I don't know. You know, legacies are legacies, right? I don't look at it that way. I look at it, I always laugh and say, hey, Whitecourt's my town. I love Whitecourt. It's given me everything I have. It's been good to us through the hard times, and it's been good to us through the good times. So I know the big commitment that this group's brought forward was to keep the team here. It's in paperwork that the team's going to be staying here, and that's a legacy on its own. Just have junior hockey in Whitecourt's a great thing. So,
and what is next for Brent and Tracy Stark?
Hey, we're sticking around. We're not going nowhere. We're not going to hide under a rock. We're going to be at the hockey games. We truly believe just time to get away and have a break, travel a little bit more, but still be huge fans and help these guys along this journey. Introduce them to our community, introduce them to the people of the community, and help them make this successful. Same thing, the golf tournaments, the events and stuff, be a big part of it and continue on this goal. And the goal is to, one thing I wasn't able to do is bring a championship, junior A championship to this town. So, you know, I'll be trying to help these guys achieve that goal and bring the fans and the town of Whitecourt what they need, and that's a championship.
Okay, good. Thank you very much.
Thank you.